DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hi, guys!
Hi.
Oh, fuck.
It's Not Another Podcast with James and Danny and Samantha. And Bryce is here, too!
He graced us with his presence this week.
And today
well,
we're going to talk
sorry
about
that
sharing.
I had famous people to, miss, to meet last week, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. I saw the pictures. It was fucking awesome. I'm not afraid to admit I'm a little jelly.
Oh, I'm jelly. He knows it though. That's okay.
I'm gonna slam you guys with those photos since I forgot that I didn't send them to everybody yet.
I saw some of them on your post. You can show off.
Yeah, you showed me on
or maybe
4th
it was
of July. So
Sarah's both. Either way, I seen them.
Did
no,
you,
you
curse
haven't.
Like I did? Fucking Bryce.
No, not really. I was like, not bad. Looking a little chunky there, Bryce.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Burn.
Hey,
taking him to the burn
that's
unit.
That's not chunky. That's a dad bod.
No. Yeah.
Dad bod.
Bryce rocking the dad bod.
Yeah, show off to us, why don't you?
He'd flex, but
asshole.
He's just way too
I
tired.
Know. But you miss me.
No, I don't. Not anymore.
Yeah, you do.
He did right up until that comment. Yep. Okay, so it's been a couple weeks since we've had Bryce on, and I knew he was coming on because he hit me up with a topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, would you like to explain?
All right. So we were at Comic-Con. We met Thanos, and I was curious if you had the Infinity Gauntlet and you had one snap – to do literally anything, what would you do?
I think since Bryce brought it up, I think he should go first.
Oh,
I do
no,
too,
no.
But
mine is going to be very controversial, so I am going last.
Can we have a selfless snap and a selfish snap?
Sure.
Cool.
All right.
Because that gives us two options.
Good, I didn't have to make one decision.
I know, it's really tough.
I could go first. I tried to give you guys some time to think about it, but I didn't realize it wasn't clear.
Yeah, you kind of left us hanging in the air there, buddy.
I knew exactly what he meant.
Well, you might have. The rest of us were like,
I don't know. I think it's just you, Dan.
Me?
No, I think what threw everyone off was when I came on and said, who's ready to talk about snapping?
Yeah, and I was
I was like, what are you talking about?
I assumed it was like rage snapping, like, you know, somebody had pissed him out, motherfucker! You know, but...
No, I was very clear when I posted up, we're going to be talking about the band Snap, and specifically the song The Power.
I got the power. No, I thought that was legit. I was like, okay, I can talk about that, that's cool. I'm on board, I got it, cool. Yeah, I still had no fucking idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, so, Bryce, we're going to let you go first.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, I didn't really have a secondary, so
also,
I may have to come up with something.
Before he jumps too far into it, I want to point out how professional he is with eating on the mic.
I know. I'm like, look at that. My ears
sound so fucking tasty.
I'll leave the rest of it because we're professionals here.
Clown
totally.
Shoes.
Yeah, it wasn't my phone. All right. So this one's going to be a little controversial, I think. And I'm sure there will be at least one or two that don't agree. I
don't
would get rid
me.
Of religion. It would just be gone.
Whew.
That easy. And my reasoning... Most of the wars that we've had and fought over have been based off of religion.
Yeah.
As well as almost all the shitty policy that's coming through right now is all based off of religion.
True. Well, if I might be the first to offer a thought.
Well, let me ask a quick question.
Fire on.
Yeah.
Would you eliminate it from the beginning of time, or is there a certain point in time that you would make people wise up?
I don't think I would go back. I think it would be from this moment on, no one would really – it just wouldn't be a thing.
From this moment.
Well, again, if I may be the first to offer a thought, the only thing that I would see that would be a issue, I suppose, is the human condition. We have never failed in reasoning to start a fight or get pissy about something or desire more than we want. I mean, if anything, religions tried to say greed was a bad thing, even though, you know, most of the motherfuckers who are super rich are usually the most religious. But...
Well, they claim religious.
Yeah, well...
not actually.
Pretending to be religious, let's put it that way. So I would say that getting rid of religion honestly wouldn't stop anything, because if it wasn't a god, it would have been gold. If it wasn't gold, it'd have been oil. If it wasn't oil, it'd have just been land in general, dominion, you know, space, possession. These things are things that we just naturally, inherently desire, and what people with less, what's the word, ability to restrain themselves will always find an excuse to fight and murder and kill for. So I don't know that that would really help. At this point, people tend to use religion as the excuse to go after those things, but it's not the actual reason for going after these things, I guess would be my only thought.
I'll agree with you. My only point would be that if we do go to war, at least we'll be a little bit more honest about it.
No, they'll always be full of shit.
No, because
we're going in to liberate them from their tyrannical leader. We're still going to take all your shit. You know, it's one of those things where that's the nature of humanity. We always want more than what we have, and because of that reason, we'll always find an excuse to murder each other for it.
So I never said that it was going to get rid of all warfare, but I think it would get rid of the vast majority of it. Look back at World War II.
It would solve some problems in the Middle East, that's for damn sure.
And that would – you made my point for me. I think it would solve a lot of problems, but I also think it would create more problems, because you have a good portion of the planet whose faith in their religion is their sole reason for being, and if you take that away, and they have nothing.
That's terrifying if that's the only reason they
have. It is terrifying,
the way it is.
Again, point out the Middle East. The majority of the people in the Middle East live for their religion. That's their sole reason for being.
Uh-huh.
You take that away, that's a whole group of people that are
Most of them are under the yoke of their religion. Look at women in Islam, for example. They have zero rights. They're property.
True.
You take that religion away, there's over 50% of the population
still
that has a future.
Property.
And that's why I would recommend, if you're going to get rid of religion, you can't do it like today. I think you actually have to go back into the past
and stop it at the source. But even then,
not necessarily at the source, but at a certain point in time when we start becoming more educated, and he's got to be able to do that snap
right
at a point where religion and science are breaking off, and have people going towards science and thought and education
as opposed to going towards mythologies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could agree with that.
Except we're less religious now than we were back then.
I would disagree.
Yeah, I would also disagree on that.
By sheer order of magnitude, I mean, we are a billion times more populated than we had ever been in the past. So by sheer order of magnitude, there are far more people who dedicate their sole existence to their religion than there were back then. I mean, a lot of people back in the day, you're talking like, and I'm bringing up odd figures, and I have nothing to back this up. But if you look back in times like medieval periods, you had the peasant farmers. They probably didn't follow any god unless somebody told them that there was one. And at that rate, they never went to church. They never read the Bible, because odds are they didn't know how to read to begin with. They knew how to plow the field and take care of their family, and that was the fucking end of it.
Their faith was based on
hard work, dedication to your family, and that was it. And it's a matter of, the more advanced we got in society, the more we started pressing beliefs upon one another and making it feel like, okay, well, this is the best way to believe because it says it. And more people started buying into it. But you go far enough back, a lot of people didn't give a fat, roasty fuck. Nowadays, everybody's aware of religion. Everybody's aware of a religion, whether it's theirs or somebody else's.
And I also would say that the majority of the population is somewhere on the spectrum from mildly involved with their church to fanatical with their religion.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you got your weekend warriors who go to church once a week. They sit down, they listen to the shtick, and they leave.
I would even throw up the factor of the world population, at least 3/4 of it is somewhere on the spectrum of belief.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. And again, that's why I'm saying it would not stop us from being the monstrous creatures that we are. It would just take away one of our vast amounts of excuses. And I'll give you that, but at the same time, what fucking good does that do?
Yeah. No, I like where it's going, but I think it needs a little bit more thought into...
A touch more tweaking.
Yeah. So.
So I suggest you marinate on that one.
Samantha, you got one?
I think so, yeah. My selfless one with one snap. I would get rid of all of the animal abusers and any of the ones who were participating in dog fights, switch places with the dogs.
I like that. I like that.
Isn't that just called bum fighting?
Kind of, but we would actually have the assholes who are doing it in the fight.
Yeah.
No, that would be fun. I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
And then they have to live in a tiny kennel with collars, so they'd have to experience the same thing, the same pain and torture they inflict on the animals.
Do we get to tie their nuts up too?
Yes.
Yes!
Woo! As a matter of fact, Danny, that's your new job.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I'm gonna look forward to this snap.
It was a day like any other, and then Samantha snapped.
And I was like, I feel a need to tie balls up. Like, really tight. Like, tight, yeah.
No, that's a good one. I like that one. Do you have a selfish one?
I want to be independently wealthy, so that way I can work on Radio Hour and IABD Presents full-time and not have to worry about money.
I can dig that. I can dig that. Yeah, I think that probably would be universal amidst the majority of us, is just the ability to go, I ain't got to worry about money anymore. I ain't going to do shit.
Except yep. the and stuff I want to do. The things that I want to work on because it makes me happy. Yep. Rather than being stuck in my menial job and wanting to smash my face on the desk every day.
And going, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Danny?
All right.
Selfish or selfless?
Selfish is going to be very reminiscent of Sam's. However, I would probably extend it to my extended family doesn't have to worry about money ever again.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Just out of sheer principle, that alleviates my family from being assholes and begging. And don't get me wrong, they'd have every right to beg if I had more money than I knew what to do with. But I just assume if I got a snap of interstellar power, I can just go... Everybody has more money than they can handle in my group. If you're an asshole, you ain't getting shit. But, and my selfless one. See, that one's a tough one because there's a lot of things I feel this world could do a lot without. I think what I would do with my snap is increase the intelligence of the world population about 100-fold. It's like, I want you to be so hyper-intelligent beyond where you are already. Even fucking morons will be at a heightened intelligence to that of something like Stephen Hawking, you know?
Just add common sense.
Yeah, adding common sense to the world and giving it to every single human being. That way you don't have to worry about them making irrational thoughts or irrational decisions because they're smart enough to go, hey, maybe I should think on this just a second. Wait, that's not a good idea. Let's not do that. And if I could give that to just our world, I think we would move in such great strides throughout history from that point on. We'd be able to work together as opposed to bickering over petty differences and, you know, land wars.
What about the next generations?
What's that?
What about the generations that come afterwards?
Again, it would be a handed down trait. So it's one of those things where it would be a genetic marker that goes into every living human being all across the world. And our ability to reproduce, A, would be, you know, tacked down probably considering the overpopulation. But our ability to move to, you know, other parts of the galaxy would exponentially get better just out of sheer principle. We'd all learn how to work the fucking together and actually get shit done as opposed to bitching, whining, and moaning all the time. Honestly, at that rate, we might be able to do away with religion. We might be able to do away with government at that point. If we could all self-govern enough to a point where we just understand what the hell's at stake, we might actually move even further, even faster. So I don't know. Honestly, I think that would be my selfless one because that would simplify a lot of things. And we wouldn't have to worry about these assholes in power making stupid decisions on our behalf because they don't know their armpits from their assholes is what they should be doing. They would know. They would understand. They would get it. They would have that heightened sense of awareness. So, yeah, I'm thinking that's my selfless one, or selfless one.
Or your selfless.
It's a little selfless. But, you know, it honestly, it kind of works out to my benefit anyway, so I'm going to tack it into the selfish one, too. But still, that would be mine. Boosh.
For my selfless one, I would like to take away the ability for anyone to lie or hide on the internet.
Wow, that would really cleanse the plate.
Expose the troll.
I want honesty, not just on the internet, but honesty across the board. Politicians couldn't lie.
True.
Religious leaders couldn't lie.
True.
Rich people couldn't lie. You just couldn't lie. And that way we would be held accountable for all of our actions at every time.
True. I would offer a counterpoint, though. What is truth? If all you know is what you're saying to be absolutely true, without a shred of a doubt, and you're not smart enough to tell the difference in the first place, would that not still be considered the truth, even if it was babbling bullshit?
No, it has to be the fact-based, provable truth.
But like, then we couldn't have opinions?
No, you can have opinions, but they have to be honest opinions.
Well, honest opinions is still fucking
basically, I'm saying,
idea.
Like, if you were, let's just take our Cheeto in chief.
Some told me we were heading in this direction eventually today.
And the media came out and said, did you have sex with this woman and pay her off? He couldn't go off and say, I've never met her, and then we find out 2 days later, here's a picture of the two of them together. He would have to come out and say, yes, I did.
However, if he's dumber than a sack of potatoes, which we kind of know is a fact, he could say, I don't remember meeting her, and
but
that would still be true.
If they pulled the picture up and said, hey, you met, yeah. And he would go, oh, yes, we met. Instead of going, no, fake news, and dodging all that shit, you have to be honest.
Well,
okay.
Kellyanne
Conway would be working at a Burger King.
No, she wouldn't.
She couldn't fucking lie her way out of a paper bag. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you took away, especially a politician or a religious leader's ability to lie or cover up the truth of events that happened, especially if they witnessed it or have firsthand knowledge of said event, our political system would be very different.
It would, but again, you have to remember the mind of the people we're dealing with. If they are stupid enough, they get their information through whatever source tells them they were right to begin with.
But again, that source is gone because you have to tell the truth. You can't put up a meme and say, oh, this happened.
It would also make for a lot of unrest, I would think, amidst the population.
Yeah, but at the same time, if there's no line, if there's no subterfuge, there's less unrest because you – essentially, our system would be transparent.
Essentially, yes.
Truly transparent.
But at the same time, are you backtreading this or is this from today on? Because at this point...
No, I'm backtreading.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, it's like, if you put this shit on
No, we do it now. It's the system's
gonna
still fucked.
Fucking blow up.
If you put this in place back as...
Let's put it back as far as the printing press. Let's just put it all the way back to the printing press
because
that's when...
before the Revolutionary War.
Yep, and it's way before
so our government
mass amounts of information were
would
widespread.
Be fully accountable
for everything
from its start. Think about it this way, too.
Yeah.
You put that in place, and what happened to the Native Americans
be a part of Britain.
Doesn't fucking happen.
Well, no, not necessarily, because Britain would have had to have come to a point where they would have had to admit that George III was barking fucking mad, and George IV was wasting everybody's money and causing high
yep.
taxes, and that was the whole reason why nobody wanted to play with him anymore, because the colonies were getting fucked. So, honestly, they knew the truth, and that's why they revolted. So, that still would have maintained the same, because that's all true. George IV was a fucking idiot. However, a really good designer and apparently a pie advocate. But he was the regent king while George III was in place.
We just kind of took a weird left turn there. I just want you to know.
History, bitches. Well, he designed Buckingham Palace and all the other gorgeous fucking buildings there. But that was at the cost
so
of his people.
He
and that's
an
what
eye
kind
for
of
design?
Damn right he did.
That's sexy.
Also had an eye for duchesses and things like that. But anyway.
No, he had an eye for dukes.
Well.
Yes!
King eye for the, you know, Duke guy. but yeah, no, so that stuff.
So close.
So close. Almost got a spit take out of James. But again, that was still true. So no, we still would have had the Revolutionary War.
Maybe.
No.
We might have been able to break free from England without a war if the honesty snap was in place. Again, I don't know. There were so many factors. The big thing was taxation without representation. There was
true.
A lot going on. But again, if you start that point and suddenly England's got to be fully honest.
But at the same time, we're dealing with two different types of government. We're dealing with monarchy versus democratic. Well, republic, let's call it that.
Again, you still have.
So even if the king had to be honest, he still gets to do whatever the fuck he wants. And you're still going to have to put up with it. Which, again,
maybe
he still would have had people
but again,
revolt.
Maybe they would have had a come-to-Jesus moment and say, look, this isn't working for us. Besides, we're way too...
choice of word.
We're way too far away for you to really do anything. It's better if you just let us go. And
yeah, but he wouldn't have.
It's possible.
Well, because most of England's swollen...
ego?
Well, yes. Ego and their bankroll... came from the colonies and
yeah.
their other outer colonies that were
again,
all
I'm not saying
in.
The war wouldn't have happened. I'm just saying that there's a chance that it might not have. Or maybe not in the way that we know it through history. I mean, it's hard to say. You take out a huge factor such as lying.
Wait. No. Now we got to roll this back a little bit further now that I'm thinking about it. If religious leaders had to be honest, and we're probably just going to stretch this honesty quiz all the way across, but if religious leaders had to be honest, you probably wouldn't have had the Pilgrim Fathers, which means you wouldn't have had the settlers come over, ransack the natives, because they would have not been
except
you've
rolled it back too far, because we said when the printed word, that's when the honesty kicks
in. Oh, yeah, that was
in.
Written
so,
word.
Yeah.
That was
but
too
here,
far. Too far.
Here's something else, and this might make Bryce happy. Again, you institute the policy of honesty snap, and religious leaders have to come forward and go, I don't know.
Again.
And religion changes at that point.
Well, it would.
And over time, it'll evolve into maybe we don't have it anymore.
But again, you're dancing on a very, very thin line in the respects of what is truth. Is truth what you know, or is truth what you believe when you cannot prove it?
Truth is what you know.
Okay.
So
faith, what do you know?
Faith may be there.
Right.
But religion may not be.
But that's what I'm saying. Faith in and of itself is their proof of concept. And that's why religion is such a strong footing.
I think if you get enough religious leaders coming out and going, I don't know.
Well, again, they just wouldn't be the
because
leaders.
Because let's face it, a lot of, and through history, a lot of religious leaders were corrupt as fuck.
True, but there was a lot of them who genuinely just wholeheartedly believed in
and
the words.
And those are the guys that you want leading your religion because right. they're actually trying to
but
better
that's what
mankind.
I'm saying. We're still going to have that gray area where people are going to take the information from them, and from that point on, that is what they know to be true. So they will continue that,
not
and
if,
it will
not
still
if through
keep
the
walking.
Policy of honesty, they come out and say, okay, look, this is what I believe. Here's what I know.
Again.
Then their belief is formed on their own opinion. It's an educational thing.
I'm going to throw you back to Socrates. What is right action? What is truth? What is wisdom? What is knowledge? These are the
Stop
questions.
Fucking with my snap!
Your snap is broke, bro! because, again, that's the thing about theological discussions. Is there cannot be a right or a wrong answer. There is just what you know to believe to be true.
I'm just shooting
what you
to get
cannot.
The corruption out of it.
Well, then just snap to get rid of corruption. Don't go after truth because truth is a bendable wave.
No, I don't think so. Not if I'm snapping.
Bryce, what do you have to say about all this bullshit? Thank you, Bryce.
Thanks for coming. It's good
yeah,
to have
I was
you, buddy.
Napping.
Well, that was not another podcast. All right.
Well, I just think there's... I don't know. Whatever.
You want to hear my selfish one?
Really? That yeah. wasn't it?
No, that was selfless.
Oh, shit.
My selfish one is really good, though.
What, you want our superpower?
Because I do some shit. I want to be able to become invisible on command.
Wait, you're close to...
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, naked James running around everywhere.
I also want to be invisible to any sort of, like, heat signature.
Well, true invisibility, I would imagine, would be.
No, they would still register body heat.
The only thing I think you would register on would be pressure. Your displacement.
I want to be invisible to that, too. Dude, I'd do some shit.
So you essentially just want to turn into atoms and float through the air and manipulate things as you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I want to wait until Trump is at some big speech and then pants him.
Grab his toupee and go.
It's the wind. Look at that. It's the wind. And then run with it.
As it flies away, dancing around and for some reason laughing.
Throw it into Marine One.
That would be hilarious.
Pants him and then hold up a sign that says, look, it really is a mushroom. I'd have some fucking fun with that.
I can tell.
He wants to have sex with Trump.
No, I just want to embarrass him to the point he just embarrass him so bad he can't fucking deny it. He can't write it off as fake news or anything.
But he would.
Oh, of course he would. I did not lose my pants.
My hair did not flow off my head and drive into the
marina. Just constantly whisper in Melania's ear, he's not worth it. You can do better. Just leave him. Remember, this country thrives on super hot. Remember the laughter. You'll do okay. Take him for half of his money. I'll shred up your prenup. He's violated the prenup. You multiple times. She said.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he has no clauses in there for him?
Oh, dude, he's what is she
dude,
like? His fourth marriage?
In,
oh yeah,
prenup.
Yeah,
him.
He's got. He's
no. She's sticking around because she's landlocked.
Yeah, there's no way she can get out of it.
And at this point, she's been a first lady, so she literally can't do anything else.
Yeah, she's. I think she's stuck with him. I don't think even after they get out of office, she can divorce him.
Oh, she could leave him, but she can't legally divorce him. So she could go to the other side of the fucking planet and live out the rest of her days there, but she'll still technically be legally married to his ass.
I would not be shocked
at all.
Why
can't she divorce him?
Rumor has it that their prenup is so locked in that she's... The only way that she can get out of it is if he divorces her, essentially.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's like...
I don't
and
think
after...
there would be any sort of legal document like that.
If he,
she could get nothing. She could have $0. That would be a total...
Well, yeah, no, and that's probably a part of it.
Money, too.
And that's probably a part of it as well. So she, I mean, don't get me wrong, going from everything to destitute in a blink of an eye, it sounds thrilling, but, well, you know, again, she could stay married to his ass and just not be with him.
I get the impression, I don't know if this is true or not, this is just speculation, but I get the impression that the prenup probably had something in it to where any money that she makes while they're together, using the Trump name, he gets a portion of.
Probably.
So she's not really getting her own money.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't put it past him. I don't know that for a fact, and none of us are aware of the prenups, but...
After three marriages and getting fucking hosed on all three, I guarantee you with each successive marriage, the prenup got more and more airtight.
No, I'm sure.
Well, she's the third, yeah.
Is she the third or fourth?
Yeah, she's the third.
Third.
Yeah, so... And with a guy like that, who's known for sleeping around, she went in knowing he was going to cheat on her. But I think she was fine with it up until it came out when he, you know, was running for president. And then it was like out in the open. And then it was fucking embarrassing to her.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, like, she could forgive it when it was behind closed doors and it wasn't really
public
knowledge.
Yeah, back when he was just a CEO.
Yeah, but, you know, when it becomes fucking world news... And she's made to look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Because here she is giving birth to his kid, and he's fucking a porn star and a hooker and God knows what else. So.
So, yeah, that.
Yeah, that happened. That was a thing.
Wow. I derail conversation.
Jeez.
I honestly feel bad for her.
I do, like, too.
How often is she in the fucking... public eye.
Probably.
Like, she's hidden away most of his presidency.
Well, yeah, and I would, too.
I stopped feeling bad for her a while ago.
I just feel like
really
she's
feel
kind
bad
of...
for anything that happens to that family.
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I kind of enough feel bad for his youngest kid, the fucking autistic one, Baron.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid is growing up under fucking just the worst conditions.
Yeah, everybody hates your father. Or they love him, but don't believe you have a problem.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this kid is so sheltered. Like, he saw that fucking thing, Kathy Griffin, like, with the beheaded Trump, and it traumatized him.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid is fucked up for life. That kid is worse than Michael Jackson. Guarantee you in 20 years, he's going to have his own Neverland Ranch. Touching kids.
No.
Oh, come. Yeah.
No. James ruined the
podcast. Oh, what? Too soon? Fuck y'all.
Wow. See what you started, Bryce? This is all your fault.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's Trump's fault. Don't fucking put this mess on Bryce.
I'm gonna.
He's got broad shoulders, but they ain't that broad.
All right. So, yeah, the snap brought to you by the.
Not to be confused with the snap challenge.
Nope.
Okay, so since we're talking.
What's the snap challenge?
It's living off of public, like, food stamps.
Oh.
Huh.
What's the challenge about that?
Yeah, no shit. I was just going to say, it's like, doesn't seem. That challenging.
Where's the challenge?
Depending on what size your family is, you could actually be eating pretty fucking good.
I'm confused.
Me too.
I don't understand society.
I am cold and I'm scared.
Okay, let me ask you guys this.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So basically the Snap Challenge. Snap Challenge is a yearly event hosted by Feeding America to raise awareness about hunger and food insecurity in America. Mm. Participants are challenged to eat on no more than $4.50 per day. The average food allowance for food assistance programs.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
I could do it.
Now I understand it. I gotcha.
I could do it.
Not going to lie, most of my diet on a day-to-day basis is like a soda and about two string cheeses. And that's my diet. I know it's terrible, but...
And yet you look like that.
Well, you know, I got to work real hard to keep up this bod. Dad bod it may be, but I ain't not a dad, so, you know, I'm trying extra hard.
James. In that case, you're just a fat body.
Yeah, I know.
So, if you guys could have one superpower?
We talked about this, James.
I know. But I'm going to bring it up again because we have new listeners and they're too lazy to go back. But one superpower that you could have, but you can't benefit from it. Like, you can't use it to benefit you in some way.
Okay. Well, the thing about it is go ahead, Bryce.
Oh, I was just going to say, could we benefit by benefiting others?
Yeah, do we get any kind of gain off of helping others? Or if
so,
that
like,
happens, is
so
that...
So say you have super intelligence and you create a cure for cancer. Or something. Like,
and you never...
So long as you don't benefit monetarily or materialistically.
Okay.
You can get all the emotional and intellectual benefit you want, but you can't gain... fortuitous?
Okay, so your power can't directly increase your monetary wealth, and it can't directly... Affect your material wealth, so you can't just make shit appear out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you, okay.
I'm going to go super intelligence.
It's a good way to go, honestly.
Yeah.
How would you use that power, though?
Create cures for everything.
But at the same time, you'd also have the intelligence to play the game to get it out to the mass majority of people without people getting butthurt that you're giving away cures. Hyper-intelligence would allow you to undermine every person who would put up a roadblock in front of you and allow you to still do what you need to do for the mass population. So it still technically works on all levels.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm digging it. I'm digging it. That's a good one, Bryce. James?
I would like to be able to...
be invisible?
That would actually benefit me, so no, I can't do that. No, I would actually like to, in the way of Jesus, lay hands and heal people of ailments.
You know, honestly, that was one I was thinking about, too. I'm going to have to change my answer now.
And not really. But the benefit to me would be being there, seeing these people heal in front of me.
Yeah.
Whereas Bryce's, I mean, it's like you can just give out the cure and everything, but you don't really see
the direct impact.
Yeah.
Well, that's the wonder of the internet. You can see everything.
True. He has large scale production.
And with his intelligence,
you are short kill. So
with his intelligence,
so if you're not
would...
running through a children's hospital all day, every day, high fiving them as you go.
Well, in fairness, you'd only have to go through it once, as long as you hit every floor, in every room, and every person.
So many hospitals.
Yeah.
It would be a lifelong venture, but damn, it would be fun.
Yeah, but you know what? I would go to every children's hospital before I went to, like, help adults or something, because those fucking kids,
oh, yeah,
man.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, that'd be awesome.
Fuck adults.
Imagine going in and finding some cancer kid who's been suffering for ages, and you go up just, you know, touch his head, and suddenly he's fucking cured, and he feels better than he ever has his whole life.
Hell yeah.
And then his parents are there, and they've been fucking suffering through all this shit, you know, watching their kid go through chemo and waste away, and suddenly...
He's good.
He's got a full life ahead of him.
And then kids who have lost limbs, they just start growing back.
Yeah, their limb comes back. They're fucking, you know, kids who've suffered major accidents.
Fuck yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm all about both of those.
You
Sam.
Could keep your money. Just fucking the look on the kids and the parents' face when...
Honestly,
if
I had that power and I was doing that, I would probably go masked. Just out of sheer principle, because I wouldn't want people to recognize me.
Well,
I wouldn't
want to
get swarmed. But on top of that, I also would not want them to build religions to me.
No, they'd build
they
it to your
do
mask.
That anyway.
That would be...
True.
Come on, dude.
Well,
you
again.
Think they need a face to build a religion on something?
Well, it helps. It helps. But again, it would be more like, approach it like a superhero as opposed to a deity. And I would prefer that route than a deity.
That's why I like mine, because it subverts that whole thing.
Exactly. And honestly, that's why I'm more on board with yours. However, James would be super fucking fun to do.
Yeah.
Just walk around and be like,
yeah, very terrifying. I don't doubt that.
Yeah, there would be some serious gratification in that. But yes, no, I'm with you, Bryce. I honestly think yours is a little superior in that, but only just. For a different reason.
People are building a religion to me. Bryce is fucking God. Samantha, what you got?
I think I would have powers akin to Aquaman. You know, breathe underwater, super fast swimming speeds.
She's not helping nobody.
Nope.
Fuck I'm helping everyone. The animals.
I was going to say, she's probably going to be cleaning up the ocean.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be badass.
Yep.
Yeah. That helps the planet.
Yes.
And while you're doing that, Bryce is figuring out a way to turn plastics into a biodegradable fuel that actually fuels everything
and
rebuilds
the ozone.
Yeah.
Or, okay. So, in addition to, like, breathing underwater, like, the body can, like, my body can absorb and you, like, absorb the plastics and it just disappears.
Nice.
There's a couple places that have found a way to actually dissolve plastics.
Yes, I actually saw that.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them.
Hell yeah.
Hey, while you're down there, can you rebuild the coral and plankton?
Well, if you take a lot of the toxins out of the water, then it kind of does it on its own. So, you know.
Yeah, but I want to fast track it.
Of course you do.
Well, I was thinking more like, you know how Superman regenerates his powers from like the golden sun, you know, from the yellow sun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sort of like that, only with plastic and garbage in the water.
I can dig that. I can dig that. However, what happens when you finally rid the ocean of all of its shit?
She dies.
Then I will go dormant until I'm needed again.
So you're like Godzilla. Gotcha.
No, because she can go on land and absorb all the plastics before it gets into the ocean.
Yeah. Well,
but where am I going to get my guitar picks?
She will poop them out for you.
Yes.
Every 6 months,
only use the ones out
you
of,
check
the
Stark drip pan, and there are many guitar picks.
Yes. Sam, I'm out of guitar picks.
Hang on.
Make sure it's one plastic.
Yay!
But you have to give her all the
Fart
old
picks.
Ruined picks, so she can absorb them to make you new picks. So you have to come forth with an offering of plastic.
No, 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 no.
And I would save all the dolphins. I would save all the animals from the illegal fishermen and all that stuff.
Hell yeah. I can dig that.
Turn around! Turn around! It's Samantha Zilla!
Sam coming! Sam coming! That would be badass. I'm on board with that.
So that just leaves you.
Yep. Honestly, the one superpower I wish I had was the ability to time travel people. So basically to take someone like you.
Oh, like a weeping angel?
Kind of. And take you back to a time to help you see your situation more clearly by showing you what had happened the first time it had happened to somebody else. And basically using history as a direct teaching point. So I could literally transport our Cheeto in Chief back to a number of locations of times and being like, this is what you're starting to do. And this is how it worked out. And show him each individual instance.
How can I make that happen faster?
Again, I would put him in the shoes of somebody it was being done to. So he could literally live it, feel it, see it, and know it, and then bring him back.
So everyone that's not outraged by the children in cages is going back to Nazi Germany as a Jew.
Exactly.
Ooh, I like that.
Exactly. Same
good
concept.
Call, Bryce.
So that's
in
the
a
thing.
Concentration
it's like
camp.
I would be able to move masses of people to any point in history and use it as a teaching point. So when I brought them back, they come back with the perspective of, yeah, we're fucking up bad. We fucked up something bad. We need to do something about this now before it gets any worse. Because I wouldn't be able to change the past. I literally could only use it as a teaching point.
So you take someone's essence, essentially,
mm-hmm.
their awareness, their intelligence, and you put it into the body of someone from the past,
mm-hmm.
a victim, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to experience
the
whatever
horror
it is.
And
yeah.
pain that
and then,
goes through.
And I would even go so far, as, especially if you're doing it, putting people in the bodies of the Holocaust victims, they have to stay in there until death, and then they get to come back. So they really get the full...
Again, it would come down to my discretion at that point. But yeah, for the most part, that's probably how it would wrap up.
Yeah.
Because I almost wouldn't want them to get to that past a point of insanity where they just accept death and it's like, okay, yeah, this is coming and this is the end.
It's
I'm
like
grateful.
Rick and Morty when they play Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, that would be my stupid superpower. And, again, that would not benefit me any more than just enlightening others, which is great, but it adds no monetary wealth to me and no material possessions, okay, so it counts.
Let's flip it. Now you get a superpower that only benefits you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I want Bryce's power so I can be an asshole.
Well, Danny's done. What do you got, Samantha?
So, I would have the exact same powers, only I would charge people for me to do it.
Nice. Nice. Well played. Well played. Financial backing for doing what
you
do
naturally.
You know
what? I'm keeping my power.
Only it's 35.50.
But
it was just a scratch.
I'd be making bank, though, because if I went into, like, the cancer ward, like the adult cancer ward, and said, look, you can be on this treatment for months and months and months and pay out
your
ass.
It's going to cost you about $5,000 to $6,000 just for the next month or two.
Or you can pay me $1,000 right now and live the rest of your life cancer-free.
Yeah. Easy choice.
Make the check out, too.
You're done. However, there would have to be some form of enforcement on that because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people go, nuh-uh. You're full of shit, man.
Then I go into the kids' ward, heal a kid for free, and then come back and go, eh?
Problem is, you'd probably get that one guy who's like, yeah, I've seen faith healing, fucker. That was a plant.
Okay. Enjoy the next week of your life.
Dick. That would be tough, though. That would be tough to explain that to somebody in a way that they could actually understand it.
You would have to do it a couple of times.
For free.
For free. Or to show that it's real.
Or just super, super cheap. So, like, give me $10. You got $10 in your pocket? No,
I'd
I got a quarter. Give me a quarter.
I'd
okay.
Base it on your ailment.
Well, yeah. And exactly. That's the thing. It's like, I got a really big scratch on my arm. $35.50.
Really big scratch? That's $1. That's lost a limb? That's a couple hundred.
I'm going to say that's $1.50.
You got AIDS? $5,000. Well, you got diabetes? $5,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to weigh it over, like, what their current treatment plan is costing them over the long run.
Yeah.
And just take, like...
You would really not have much work in any of the other countries around the world. They'd be like, why do I even fucking care? I got free hospital, dude. Mm-hmm. Universal healthcare over here.
3 months in America doing it?
Dude, yeah, you'd
I'm
be rich as fuck.
Life. The problem is...
So you just want to be an insurance agency.
The problem is...
Yeah,
is
but
I'd
actually doing something.
No, I'd actually have... The problem is I'd have insurance companies and fucking big pharma gunning for me because mm-hmm. I just took all their fucking profits.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would actually be rather happy with seeing those two just fucking bottom out. And it's like, yeah, you guys. Shit's only worth what people pay for it.
I would tap you with your hyperintelligence to keep them off my back.
Well, essentially, I would charge them money to utilize my services to keep them off of your back without them knowing that I was keeping them off of your back.
See? See what a great team we made?
We would ruin them in a week.
Actually, I have a second superpower that I'd really like to have.
What, the orgasmo ray?
Yes.
Yes.
You knew where I was going.
I know where you're going. So we had talked about that. One of the greatest superpowers of all time.
Would really only benefit me, not monetarily, even just make me really fucking happy.
Eventually it would. Okay, so that superpower for all those who hadn't heard the old episode or those who just
don't
listen.
I think is the episode.
Yep, coming and going. We talked about the ability to make people orgasm on command without doing a single thing.
Mass orgasm.
Yep. So any people that were in our blast radius of our power were getting theirs a good one. And it's like, God, we would be the greatest rock stars of all time.
We wouldn't even have to write decent music.
No. Nah. Well, not like we do, but, you know. No. Our shit would be good enough.
But we could be even lazier than we are now.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. There you go. World, enjoy that.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Oh, the mess.
Just a pile of like 50,000 people.
Best show ever.
Guy, do you want to collect some insurance money? We go to a retirement home and just multiple heart attacks, people signing off their wills every day.
I don't know what came over me. This is the best home ever.
Look, Grandpa, you sign everything over to me, and I will give you one moment.
One great
moment. Just
one
moment.
See, again, monetary wealth for us. Yeah. Uh-huh.
This silence brought to you by...
Yes. Bryce broke it.
I was going to see how long it could go on.
That's what she said.
Well, we got about 10 minutes left. Anyone got anything? Complaints?
Spider-Man was fucking awesome.
Yes, it was.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I haven't either.
Amazing.
Spoilers. It was awesome.
Oh, I assumed as much.
Well, that's the best spoiler ever.
And again, I'm not worried about spoilers, so if y'all wanted to discuss, you could. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I don't want to ruin it.
So I'm going to go see it anyway. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
It is really solid, though, and I really liked it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Nice. Oh, topic of the day. What skin tone do you care about for your fantasy characters?
I don't fucking care.
Is this the Little Mermaid thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Your imaginary character that was drawn up and created by old white German people doesn't have a skin tone, y'all.
All I care about is if it's a decent movie.
That's really where I'm at.
Now, okay, wait.
And they're not going to do the true story. You know they're not, because it's Disney, and they're not going to touch on her walking in pain and then turning into sea foam when her love doesn't love her.
I would have a problem if it was a black girl as Mulan.
Okay, yeah, that would be a little confusing.
Yeah.
Because that was technically, and I don't know how true the story of Mulan is, but I know that she's fallen into folklore, but she supposedly really did exist.
I think it's based on an actual event.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you did that, that's one thing. But this is a fantasy creature.
Again, there are certain characters that need to be the
skin
tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mulan is one of them. I would have had a real problem if it was a white girl.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Yeah, and again, it's one of those things where I'm
like,
dude, yeah, it's a fantasy character. Who gives a shit? It's like...
Same with Aladdin. I would have had a problem if they put a couple of white people in there.
Right.
You want Middle Eastern
skin tones. Well, it's like, look at the genie, for instance. Originally voiced by Robin Williams.
He's blue. It doesn't fucking matter.
Exactly. It's, yeah. It's like, who gives a shit? It's a fantasy character.
How blue was that blue, though?
It was a dark blue.
Yeah, okay.
It was like a midnight blue.
That
was too much.
That's
too much.
Blue. That's too blue. Bring it back.
Dial it back, bro.
Yeah, I...
People are dumb.
In most cases, I don't really give a fuck. I care more about the movie, but certain
stories...
Yeah,
she was based off of a Chinese warrior... In 420 to 489.
See, and that's what I thought. I could have sworn it was based off of a true story. I know that Disney did Disney'd all over it, but it's still one of those things where, yeah, that was a historical figure, needs to be represented by the right ethnicity. However, Ariel is a made-up, fictitious creature that somebody made up. It'd be like if you made a centaur black in one movie and made him white in another movie. It's like, who fucking cares, dude? It's an imaginary creature. Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Nobody threw a fucking fit about it.
Well, let me ask this. Does Disney need to live action all of their fucking...
No.
...animated movies?
No.
Do they need more money?
Yes.
No.
No.
They would say yes.
They would say yes.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Anyone would say yes.
Yeah.
Why do you think they bought Star Wars? Do you think they did that because they really enjoyed the series?
Well, yeah.
That was a part of it. But they also knew they could milk that fucker for all it's worth.
But it's
Did
also...
you guys watch that gameplay trailer I sent you? Of the...
Yeah,
Star
that
Wars
looked
game?
Really good.
Dude, I like it. Very God of War.
Mm-hmm.
Of what game?
A new Star Wars game.
Was it The Fallen Order or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's fucking... It's just The Force Unleashed. It really is the same fucking game mechanics.
I'm okay with it. It looks funner and shit.
Here's my problem with any Star Wars game.
Uh-oh, here it comes. Soapbox.
They put too many cutscenes. they're essentially making a movie with little elements of game around. Force Unleashed was a fun-ass fucking game. The problem I had with it was too short because they spent more time with the cutscenes and building that story than they did with gameplay.
That's fair. That's fair.
And Bryce, I think you can attest because you played Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
It was really, really fucking fast.
That's fair.
Yeah, it was a really short game.
So, super sandboxy.
I will check out Fallen Order because
it looks like fun.
It looks like fun, but if it turns out to be just all cutscenes, I'm going to be really upset.
Well, yeah.
At least with Battlefront, there's a lot more gameplay.
Well, yeah.
You know, so. But even the single-player version on Battlefront 2 had a ton of fucking cutscenes.
Fair enough.
They did have more gameplay than cutscenes, but they had a ton of fucking cutscenes, and I don't fucking need that.
Give a shit.
So.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Start being a gamer, Sam. Fuck.
Thanks for playing, Sam.
My boyfriend's trying to get me to game. He's like, I'm going to build you a computer. And I was like, have at it.
Why don't you just buy a console? Like the rest of us low-techers.
Mail it out to me.
Well. I mean, I like video games. I play them on my phone, but I know that's nowhere near the exact same thing. So
it's close enough.
I know there's this huge, huge thing. Like, I have a Twitch account. I watch, some fun people, whatever. My boyfriend streams on Twitch. He's how I learned about all of this stuff. And there's this huge thing going on Twitch about people streaming their phone games. And they're like, okay. You're not a gamer. That's just a time. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know.
It's still a video game by all account.
Or I'm like, I don't see a problem with it. But you have some of very hardcore gamers who are very much not cool with that. And I see it from both sides. I mean, like, as someone who is not a hardcore gamer, a game is a game is a game to me.
Exactly.
Someone who is very much in that culture, I can see how that would be like.
So okay, there's a real easy solution for those people. Don't fucking watch it.
But at the same time,
I thought
like,
he was going to say suck a bag of dicks. But.
Well, there's that.
I mean, you could do that first and then not watch it, or you could do that while not watching it.
Hey, we got a couple minutes left. I want to hit something I saw today that might interest both Bryce and Danny.
Woo!
And maybe Samantha. I'm not sure. And since we're talking about games, I remember.
You'll like it.
So Hasbro is launching an online version of Magic the Gathering.
Oh, nice.
It's called Arena.
To be fair, they've already had one, but...
Yeah, they've had a yearly game come out.
Yeah. Well, this is like, it's been in beta test for a while. The response is pretty good. I didn't see anything about how it's played or anything like that, so I don't know the mechanics of it, but it's supposed to be like the penultimate online version of Magic the Gathering, so...
Well, that's kind of nice.
Arena is what it's called, so.
I mean, if you get to pick all your cards, you're just going to end up with a bunch of griefers who know the turn zero win deck, but...
See, I think what they're probably going to do, my best guess, is you're going to have to... It's going to be essentially loot boxes. You're going to have to buy blind packs of cards and collect cards over time.
Well, if they did it where it was just
Which is essentially
standard,
what you're doing when you're buying... packs anyway.
Not really, because right now you can go to any card shop and buy the cards you want.
Yeah, but that's essentially aftermarket.
True, and they get fucking expensive.
Yeah, so I think they will probably have a set price. You'll get so many cards, and it's luck of the draw.
I think it would be smarter on their part to keep it standard, to keep every deck that's available standard. So if it didn't come out in the last three blocks, which roughly is the last year or so, then you don't get it. And after that year transfers over to a new standard block, you lose those old ones. And you have to move into the new standard. Because then that would at least keep the playing field even.
Yeah.
And it would keep people playing the new cards, the new decks, the new concepts, you know. So honestly, I think it would be smarter for them to do that, because then it removes the ability to fuck with shit.
There's no money in that.
So you can download it right now and try it. They're doing, I think they're still doing their open
beta.
Yeah,
it's an open beta right now, so you can check it out. So
I'll give it a look.
So that's it for this week. Want to thank Bryce for gracing us with his presence and bringing the awesome conversation piece. I am looking at the Infinity Gauntlet Jim sent me, and I'm wondering if maybe I can test that out.
It's still flipping you off.
I know.
It's so
constantly. See, probably I feel like the spirit of Jim is in that.
Yeah.
And that's why the middle finger is up all the time.
And it just doesn't work.
That, and I can't fucking snap the fingers because they don't work. So we will be back next week with more
debauchery,
inane bullshit,
random shit.
Saturday is Radio Hour's 4th anniversary show. Bam!
Yay!
Nice plug. Got that in there good and fast, like a disclaimer.
May cause severe laughter that results in peeing your pants.
Oh man, I don't want to pee my pants again.
Provide the towel
today.
Well, by Saturday you'll be fine.
The comedy's free, but the towel will cost you.
Damn it!
There's beer.
Nice. Well, let's just jump on a plane and go catch that now, because there's got to be beer.
Exactly what you should do.
Is it free beer? Because this kind of makes a difference of whether or not we're getting a ticket or not. I'm just saying.
It's only a couple dollars, but I'll buy it.
Oh, that will not be enough to slake my thirst, because I'm awful parched.
Well, did you guys see the, was it Jim Beam factory or storage facility that caught on fire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was sad.
What a waste of liquor.
We'll salute the booze.
Okay.
That moment of silence brought to you by Jim Beam's demise.
Again, we will talk to you all next week. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.